This is Jody Peterson with the KVNF Regional Newscast. First up, we have three short reports from KVNF Scott Franz with Capital Coverage. The number of people hospitalized by the coronavirus is continuing to decline in Colorado. But as Scott Franz reports, Governor Polis is worried that the trend might not last.
Polis says there are three things that concern him about the coronavirus pandemic this week, including a spike in cases in neighboring states such as Arizona and Utah. He also says the large protests against police brutality have exposed more residents to the virus.
It's almost a certainty that there was some transmission at those large gatherings. What we don't know is it tens of people or hundreds of cases?
Polis also worries residents will stop using masks and get worse at social distancing as the pandemic goes on. The virus has killed more than 1,300 Coloradans, but Polis says the number of cases remains stable overall. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
State lawmakers are nearing the end of their legislative session, which was interrupted in March by the coronavirus pandemic. As KVNF Scott Franz reports, there are a few surprises and lots of drama in the final days.
Lawmakers are getting used to wearing face masks and daily temperature checks, but they are ending the session in a graffiti-covered Capitol building debating controversial bills late into the night. In what are expected to be the last days of the session, lawmakers are advancing reforms in response to the protests against police brutality. Their bipartisan bill would ban chokeholds and require officers to use body cameras. They're also passing other measures, including a paid sick leave requirement, to help residents endure the pandemic. But lawmakers have not avoided some heated political battles. Democrats want to make it harder for parents to opt their children out of vaccines. They also want to eliminate tax breaks for some businesses and wealthy residents to generate more than $1 billion for schools. Republicans are fiercely fighting both measures. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
The Colorado House of Representatives has passed a series of reforms that they say will help prevent violent encounters with police. KVNF's Scott Franz has more.
Several lawmakers were crying after the bill passed with strong bipartisan support. It mandates the use of body cameras, outlaws chokeholds, and adds new transparency requirements for law enforcement agencies. Democrat Leslie Herod leads the Black Legislative Caucus. She says it will rein in the use of deadly force.
How many souls are going to be lost before we step in and say we have a duty to intervene? We have a duty to do something about it.
After lawmakers work through some amendments added in the House, it is expected to be signed by Governor Polis. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
According to a new study, scientists in Colorado have developed a way to make sure that blood transfusions don't transmit the COVID-19 virus. The Mountain West News Bureau's Amanda Peacher reports.
Blood donation centers ask people not to come in if they feel sick or have a fever. But for the most part, it's not possible to test every blood donor for COVID-19. And that's a problem because there's still so much we don't know.
Can the virus be transmitted through blood transfusion?
That's Isabella Reagan. She's a postdoctoral researcher at Colorado State University. She and her team created a process that destroys the novel coronavirus in blood. The process uses the vitamin riboflavin and ultraviolet light.
It inactivates and can reduce a pathogen load in the blood products, whether that be whole blood, platelets, plasma.
Reagan says the technique is relatively inexpensive. And if it's used in hospitals or blood centers, it could provide a layer of assurance that donated blood does not carry the COVID-19 virus. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher.
The protests we're seeing across the country against systemic racism and brutality aren't the first we've seen. But what is new is a large number of sustained protests in small towns, including Montrose and Grand Junction. As we continue elevating the voices of minorities in our region, the Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen spent several days at protests in Laramie, Wyoming, and shares these comments from people of color attending and leading the marches.
At least from my perspective, I didn't expect this. I didn't expect this amount of strength and power from this tiny town.
I'm so thankful I don't have to stand out here with a handful of people.
About 30 handfuls of people.
I remember the first time that I had to have a conversation with my dad about being stopped by the police. I was in 9th grade. It was right after Trayvon Martin happened. And just the fact that I realized, you know, this is so wrong, this is so unjust, and I was angry. Not only angry, but terrified of my life.
Yeah, when you're the only like person of color in a 300-person lecture hall, or when you're the only black person you see in Walmart, you know, it's just something that you become aware of, and you get looks and you get questions that are strange, and you live through the motions of microaggressions and macroaggressions.
History is being made on today, and y'all have no idea how much, even though I'm as hurt as I am right now, my heart is smiling. My heart is smiling. My heart is smiling. My heart is smiling for every one of you today.
Right now, because white people are upset, doesn't mean that this is just now a problem or this is the time we should be outraged. You all should have been mad when Trayvon Martin was killed 8 years ago. And you should have rage in your hearts every single day that this is happening.
Something's different. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the moon's in line. I'm just glad that people like finally see the light, because it's like this is what we've been seeing and like screaming for centuries. And you know, I'm pissed off that it took centuries, but I'm so thankful that we're seeing it now.
Educate yourself, ask for black voices, listen to them, but also do your own work. Have your own conversations, start them.
Those were the voices of Ashley McDowell, Timberly Vogel, and Javon Garcia in Laramie, Wyoming. And that concludes the KVNF Regional Newscast. Thanks for listening.